KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, cloudy skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to gradually become partly cloudy here today with a high around 47. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And in Iowa news, some farmland near Boyden in northwest Iowa's Sioux County may have set a new sale record. The Sioux City Journal reports the 80.5-acre plot sold yesterday for $21,900 an acre. The auction company, Vanderwerf & Associates Incorporated, says the land has an estimated corn yield of 110 bushels and a soybean yield of 43 bushels. Auction spokesman Todd Hatterman declined to name the buyer. The seller is Henry Bolzman, a longtime area farmer. In December, a 74-acre plot near Hull, also in Sioux County, sold for $20,000 an acre. A survey of real estate agents estimated the average farmland value in 2011 was more than $6,700 an acre. That's up over 32% from 2010. News time is 8:01.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know,
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Autumn, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
Elsewhere in the news this morning, officials in Council Bluffs say the Missouri River flooding last year will cost that city about $4.5 million. Finance Director Art Hill says the city's total estimated cost for dealing with the 2011 flood is expected to be $19.4 million. The city's portion includes its required 15% share of costs eligible for federal assistance, as well as $1.9 million in costs that were not eligible for assistance. The state and federal governments are paying the rest of the bills. The costs will include infrastructure repairs, debris removal, and the purchase and demolition of structures which were damaged by high water. Hill said that Council Bluffs won't have to raise any taxes to pay those flood bills because the money will come from what he says is the city's healthy general fund. A fish kill at the Iowa Great Lakes in northwest Iowa has stumped experts. White and yellow bass in the lower part of the chain are being affected. The Iowa Natural Resources Department biologist Mike Hawkins said the preliminary results from samples don't show any killer virus or bacteria, and he says there is apparently no danger to humans. The fatality rate among the fish has dropped, but the dead fish are still surfacing. Hawkins said the number is significant, but he doesn't have an exact count. The Iowa Great Lakes are composed of several glacial lakes in Dickinson County. The three principal lakes are Spirit Lake, West Okoboji Lake, and East Okoboji Lake. Well, the Council Bluffs Convention and Visitors Bureau has been awarded $1,000 from the Western Iowa Tourism Region to help provide funding for magazine advertising to attract group travel and to promote culinary tour itineraries. Rise to the Occasion is a new group travel itinerary created by Diane Hestness, group travel director for the Council Bluffs CBB. The itinerary is all about having a hands-on experience with foods. Hestness says that culinary tours are very popular right now. To secure a new motor coach business, they created the tour that's centered around culinary experiences in Council Bluffs and in Pottawatomie County. The CBB sought and was awarded a Western Iowa Tourism Grant. Western Iowa Tourism Regional Director Michelle Walker says that Western Iowa continues to see an increase in private and public investment in tourism-related projects and services, and the WITR and the Travel Federation of Iowa continue to communicate about the economic significance of tourism by sharing revenues received by both local and state taxes and the number of travel-related jobs. November is National Home Care and Hospice Month, and it marks 40 years since Cass County Home Care first began providing home health care for patients and their families in southwestern Iowa. CCHC will commemorate its anniversary with an open house for the public on Wednesday, November 7th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 1500 East 10th Street in Atlantic. Cass County Home Care first opened its doors in November of 1972 at the Cass County Hospital. Over the years, its services have expanded to include wound care, physical, occupational, and speech therapies, public health, telehealth monitoring, palliative care, and hospice care. In 2010, Cass County Home Care became part of Iowa Health Home Care, the largest home health care provider in the state and an affiliate of the Iowa Health System. This past year, Cass County Home Care has been recognized for its quality care and service by being ranked in the top 5% of home health care agencies in the U.S. by Health Insight. Authorities in Red Oak report one person was arrested Wednesday night on drug charges. According to Red Oak Police, 21-year-old Devin Lamb of Red Oak was taken into custody in the 300 block of East Market Street. Lamb faces charges that include possession with the intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and interference with official acts. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $100,000 bond. Officials of the City of Atlantic report the intersection of 10th and Birch Streets will be closed from November 12th through the 15th, and motorists and residents in the area are encouraged to find an alternate route during that temporary intersection closure. Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seibert said Thursday that the fire danger index in Shelby County will remain in the low category through Monday. Seibert noted the current rain and moist field conditions as reasons the dangers of grassland and field fires is low. He cited also the fact that there are currently no bans on open burning anywhere in southwest Iowa. The West Pottawatomie Soil and Water Conservation District, in partnership with the Iowa Western Community College, has received $20,900 in a DNR REAP Conservation Education Program grant to host rainscaping-less soils and sustainable living classes. Cass County Conservation has partnered with them to bring the classes to the Atlantic campus of Iowa Western Community College. The Intro to Rainscaping workshop is free to the public, and it'll be held November 3rd. Some topics to be covered at the Atlantic workshop include green roofs, permeable paving systems, rain gardens, worm composting, and an after-lunch rain barrel class. Now, the workshop will be held at Iowa Western here in Atlantic on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon. That's November 3rd. And from 12:30 to 1:30 is the rain barrel class. If you'd like to build a rain barrel, there is a $40 barrel fee. You can register for those classes by going to a link that you'll find under this same story on our website, the news page at KJAN.com. For a Pottawatomie County woman, Christmas came a little early this year. Officials of the Iowa Lottery say that 35-year-old Christina Barber of Council Bluffs won $30,000 on a holiday crossword scratch game after stopping for groceries at the No Frills supermarket on Valley View Drive in Council Bluffs. Barber said by the time she got about five numbers, she started shaking and didn't stop until she'd finished the ticket. Afterwards, she went to her local gas station to verify her top prize. Then she told the Iowa Lottery she started dancing around the station and went home and called her husband. Barbara is a nurse at an Omaha doctor's office and hasn't yet made any plans for the money. She claimed her prize last Wednesday at the Iowa Lottery's regional offices in Council Bluffs. Lottery officials said there are still 31 top prizes of $30,000 up for grabs in the holiday crossword scratch-off game. Officials of the Cass County Democratic Party have announced this week that Senator Tom Harkin and Congressman Leonard Boswell will be campaigning in Atlantic next Tuesday. Harkin and Boswell will meet with voters at the Cass County Democratic Party election headquarters at 511 Chestnut in Atlantic beginning at 10 a.m. Tuesday. The public is invited to attend the program. Refreshments will be provided. Boswell is running for re-election in Iowa's newly reorganized 3rd Congressional District, which includes Cass County. And Latham, who represents Iowa's, or formerly represents Iowa's 4th District, is his competitor. Iowa lost a congressional seat in the 2010 redistricting, thereby setting up the campaign between the two incumbents. Latham is a 9-term congressman, while Boswell has been elected to 8 terms. The race will be one of the most closely watched congressional races in the country. And speaking of elections, state election officials say there is a chance that mail-in ballots could delay the results in the races that are close on November the 6th. Chad Olson of the Iowa Secretary of State's office says Iowa is on pace to set a new record for early voting, and most of those are coming by mail.
Hopefully it goes one way or the other, but it is really amazing that, you know, we start things off, you know, Iowa's first in the nation, but it may end up this year, you know, coming down to Iowa and one or two other states to decide who is president, and we may be one of the states to finish the race as opposed to just starting it.
Under state law, county auditors must count absentee ballots they've received by 10 p.m. on election night. Ballots that are postmarked by November 5th can be received up until noon on November 13th and still be counted. Olson said races up and down the ballot could be impacted.
In a case where we have an election, whether it's for a county supervisor or for a state rep or senator or even for president, where the race is very, very, very close, you know, that's the situation where everybody will be holding their breath to see what happens the following week when all those stragglers are counted.
Bud Olson says past history does show that Iowans are generally good about turning in absentee ballots early, and he's hopeful the results will be clear on election night. About 500,000 Iowans have already requested absentee ballots. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, it's the last snapshot of the U.S. economic growth before Americans pick a president. The U.S. economy expanded at a slightly faster 2% annual rate from July through September, lifted by an uptick in consumer spending and a burst of government spending. The Commerce Department said growth improved from the 1.3% rate in the April through June quarter. The pickup in growth may help President Barack Obama's message that the economy is improving. Still, growth remains too weak to rapidly boost hiring. And the 1.74% rate for 2012 trails last year's by 1.8%. The economy is taking the dominant role again today in the presidential campaign. Republican Mitt Romney is to deliver what his campaign billed as a significant economic address in swing state Iowa. His campaign says it will crystallize the differences in approaches between himself and President Obama. Obama takes a break from the campaign trail today, but has a series of interviews scheduled. Also in the news, the Navy plans to do something different with thousands of used mattresses from the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. They used to go to a landfill, but when the Enterprise returns home from its final deployment, thousands of mattresses will become part of a pilot program to break them down and recycle their springs and foam for other purposes. News time is 8:11.
Great sermon, huh? Really got me thinking.
Oh, I guess I missed it, but then again, I have a hard time hearing the pastor.
Really? You sit in the second row.
Well, you know, I...
Yes, I do know. I used to struggle, just like you're saying. But I finally went to go see Doug Leonard and had my hearing tested. Found out there was a good reason I couldn't hear the sermons.
How often do you leave your Sunday services and not have any idea of what the minister said? Or sit through an important meeting and go away wondering what you were supposed to learn for your job? The problem could be that you have a hearing loss. This is Doug Leonard, audiologist at ASI. For most patients, hearing loss is usually something that takes place over time, and you don't realize it's happening until you find yourself struggling to hear things that are important to you. Quit struggling. Call and schedule an evaluation today. ASI, with offices in Atlantic, Manning, Ottawa, and Carroll.
I only wish I had gone sooner.
In the funeral announcements, Thomas Orweiler, age 38, of Des Moines, died Saturday. A memorial service for Thomas Orweiler will be held today at 1:30 at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has arrangements. Maxine England, age 95, of Griswold, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Maxine England will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Marie Rigler, age 98, of Guthrie Center, died Monday. Funeral services for Marie Rigler will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center, with a luncheon to follow in the Church Fellowship Hall. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Marjorie Johnson, age 86, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Memorial services for Marjorie Johnson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. Ruby Claver, age 91, of Carroll and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday. A massive Christian burial service for Ruby Claver will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Tom Morrison, age 97, of Stewart, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Tom Morrison will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart is in charge of the arrangements. Robert Bob Pauls, age 82, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Services for Bob Pauls will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. And Alta Walker Borkowski, age 94, of Irwin, died Wednesday. Services for Alta Walker Borkowski are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.